This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Martha King tells ANN the Santa Barbara Police Department called her husband, John, to apologize for Saturday's scary, guns-drawn confrontation when the cops thought the King's 172 was a stolen plane. She describes the conversation as cordial. Jim Pittman, the former Cessna employee who had a similar encounter in January 2009 on the first flight of that same 172, says things were calmer in his incident. A medical helicopter belonging to Air Evac Life Team went down about 4:30 a.m. yesterday morning in central Arkansas, fatally injuring all three members of the crew. The pilot of a Remos LSA who crashed at the Murano Regional Airport in Arizona Saturday has died of his injuries. His teenage passenger will recover. After 65 years at the bottom of California's Otay Reservoir, a World War II hell diver has made its way to Pensacola, Florida, where it will be restored by the Naval Aviation Museum for display there. A rotor blade ice protection system developed by Goodrich for the Augusta Westland AW139 has received certification from the FAA, EASA, and Transport Canada. Airbus says it's been asked by India's Go Airlines if it can deliver 10 aircraft ordered in 2007 a year early to deal with demand, which is growing faster than forecast. USDOT wants to fine AirTran $500,000 for alleged violations of rules designed to protect handicapped passengers. And the pilots of the 199th Fighter Squadron Hawaii Air National Guard completed their last training mission with the F-15 last week as they prepare to transition to the F-22 Raptor. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the conclusion of Jim Campbell's conversation with John King about Saturday's incident in Santa Barbara. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.